This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Beginning the parasha, we read about Sarah's Levaya. Avraham Avinu purchases a Makom Kfura, a place of burial, the Maariz HaMachpelah, to bury Sarah. It's interesting, the Levaya she had. Today, the big Levayas, we talk about a million people. A million people showed up to the Levaya of Meran. Equivalent to that Levaya, we see in Sarah had a tremendous big Levaya. Everyone came. Everyone. The Pasuk says, Pasuk Yud, Ve'efron Yoishi B'soi B'nei Ches, Vayan Efron Achit Savron Ba'ozne B'nei Ches, L'chol B'yei Shar Iroi. All the people of the city showed up. Says Rashi, how did everyone come? Why did everyone come? And the answer is, Shekulan Bitlu Mimelachtan. They all stopped working. Ubo Ligma Il Chesed L'Sava. Why? It's interesting. I always thought about it. Why is it that everyone paid chesed, Lashon Rashi, chesed to Sarah? First of all, how do we know it was for Sarah? Maybe they came for Avram. Avram was Mesil Kim Atta Meseichenu. Avram was a tremendous personality, a tremendous chashev, a person in the world. Avraham Avinu fought kings. Avraham Avinu even had his own currency. Avraham had his own currency. That's how rich and famous Avraham was. Pasuk says clearly, Ches calls him Nesi Elikim Ata B'Seichenu. So how do we know that everyone showed up for the Levaya of Sarah? Because Chesed, Ligmael, Chesed L'Sarah. Maybe it was to show honor to Avram. I believe I heard this question from Reb Shmuel Birnbaum Zecher Tzadik Levracha, the Mir Rosh Hashiva. If I'm not mistaken, I believe that that's the first time that I heard this question was from him. How do we know, how do Chazal know that it was about Sarah? Maybe it was about Avram. They all came, Ligmael Chesed L'Sarah. Maybe they came to show honors and respect to Avram, the wife of the president, the wife of the king. So in his honor they came. Maybe even a stronger question. Ligmal Chesed? I mean, these are B'nai Knan. These are the people of Knan. Are we not taught in this parsha that when Avram looks for a shidduch for Yitzchak, he instructs Eliezer, Leisikach Isha Livni Mibnais Knan? Because the Kanaanim are completely vulgar people. Ein Orem is Dabakim Baruch. That's why Eliezer, who was even the Dailu Mashkim Iteris Rabbi Lacherim, Eliezer, who was the pride, so to speak, and joy of the Kanaanim, to the point that Avram considered him his greatest Talmud, Dailu Mashkim Iteris Rabbi. Skan Beisai, Nemon, he was the Nemon Beisai. And yet, Ein Orem is Dabik and Baruch. The Kananim is not for Avram's home. The Kananim don't match Avram. In what way do the Kananim not match Avram? What was the Orer? So we know there's an interesting Ran, that the Ran has a question. Avram wants a Shidduch from the house of Lavan, from the house of Besuel. The wife Davai Dezara. Besuel had a house, as we're soon going to learn, full. Every corner had Avodah Zarah. Later on, the Pesukim tell us that when Eliezer comes, he's being told by Besuel, come in! Manoichi ponisi abayis! I cleaned out the house. Makim la gmalim, and there's room even for the gmalim. What did he clean the house from? He cleaned the house from Avodah Zarah. Eliezer says, I'm not going to walk into such a house where every corner has in it a getchka. And Avayi D'Zara, see the Shesfarim always say, welcome like Gmalim, that even the Gmalim didn't want to walk in there. It stank. There was a stench of Avayi D'Zara that even the Gmalim, don't forget, Avraham Avinu's Gemalim, Avraham Avinu's cattle, they didn't graze in other people's fields. They walked around with a muzzle. They weren't exposed to the rishis and the averis of the chutz of the street. So when Makom LaGemalim is even for the Gemalim, there was a need to clean out the Avayi D'Zara, because even the Gemalim were sensitive to the atmosphere, the aroma, the abundance of Avodah Zarah that was in the home of Lavan. Now this is a vertel, all right? Yes. But the Avada, the Pshuta Kemashmoyev of the Gemara, of the Chazal, is that it was full of Avodah Zarah and Eliezer couldn't walk in till it was cleaned out. Anoichi Panisi Abai is from the Avodah Zarah. That's what Avram wants. Imagine you read a shidduch to somebody. You know, the father, the grandfather, let's start with the grandfather. Ooh, what a Baal Avodah Zarah. Oh. The home that this girl comes from, what are you talking about? Every step of the way, there's a television. Oh, that, okay, not that. Avodah Zarah, yeah? All the dirt of the street is in that house. The father, the soul. How about the brother? You're supposed to check the brother to see what the shidduch is, right? You're supposed to be baidik bachel. The brother is a liar, a thief, a goslin, a money hungry. That's, you know what you would tell the shadchan? You're trying to read me a good shidduch or a bad shidduch? Well, you mean for me? This is for me. And Avram is saying, not only I want that, I'm searching for that. Fakir, don't give me anything else but that. I mean, it's got to be, oh, you're right. Rivka's probably, it's Sadekis. Okay, we got that. But look at the home. And you want Bedavka Mimishpachti, you want Dafka, that house, that home, that upbringing, that's what you're looking for. And to you, anything else is no good. Imagine if this is good. This is good for you. Das, yeah, das willst du. This, no, this is not. Can you imagine what he doesn't want? Can you imagine how bad what he doesn't want? And the Teretz is, says the Ran, in the Drashas, that we have Avodah Zarah, we have Averis, yes, but that not necessarily is instilled in the children. It doesn't mean that the child will have to grow up to be a Baal Avodah Zarah and a Baal Chayim Mammon and whatever the story and issues that these people had. Avram will be able to uproot that. But Be'ed Midas, that already is, that's Arukna. Yeah. That I can't have. The Be'ed Midas, and that's why Eliezer checks into to Rivka all about her Midas. That's all. And the Mefarshim ask, why don't you check anything else, right? She gives me, she supplies me, she's feeding the camels. That's all you test, is to see how much that she wants to give. Why don't you check her Yerushamayim, her Tzniyas? And the Mefarshim say it's all included. That if a person has chesed, then we can work and give her everything else. If a person doesn't have chesed, We can't even work with the person, and there's no way to uproot the chisrainis, the problems that a person has if he doesn't have chesed. To change the upbringing of Avodah Zarah of Besul, the gneva and the chemed and the lying of Lavan, we could all work with that, as long as the toichen of the person is chesed, is midas toivus. Yeah, so it comes out of Mordechai Chiddush. Yes, Rivka was Mayridik, but what was she exposed to? She was exposed to the worst home around, the worst home possible. There's a very famous Chassidish Shavart from the Belzer Rebbe Zecherin Levracha. The Pasuk says that when Eliezer sees that the shidduch is happening. So originally he gives her the gold, right, the beka, the tzmidim, but then at the end it says he took out clothing. So the Belzer Rebbe says, what's the pshat in the giving of the clothing? He says, very simple. He's trying to show the clothing that they wear in Avram's home. It's not the same clothing. It's not the latest styles and fashions of France. It's not going to be that. You're not going to be able to have what they have on the streets and in the shops of Canaan. You're not going to be able to dress that way. It's a whole new dress code. So he takes out, the pasuk says, ayoytzi. He takes out clothing. Here, says the pasuk, vahi kashasham ever ramas de bram, eshtach rots, vayoytzi ever clay kesef, u clay zav, u begodim. U begodim. Why begodim? To show her the type of clothing that she's going to have to now wear. Besyanki, if she has a uniform. She has a whole new uniform she has to wear. You hear? Okay, so you see that Sarah was, Rivka was actually exposed to the bed and the troubles of the outside world. Yet Avram chooses Rivka, and the Rabbeinu Shem, of course, was masking that the Rabbeinu Shem made my Eis Hashem, that this is the right zivug for Yitzchak, who was a Kodesh Kedasha. Think of who Yitzchak was. Yitzchak was an Oilu Tmima, he sat in his house, a Heilig Tzadik, and yet Rivka was the right shidduch for him. Regardless of everything she was exposed to. And the answer is because of her midas ha-chesed. When there's chesed, there's everything. And when there's no chesed, there's nothing. So Ara Knan, what Avram hates about Knan is that they're not bali chesed. I don't know, we look at the beginning of the parsha, we find that the entire city, the entire B'nai Ches came ligmoil. What Rabbi say? Ligmoil chesed l'sara. They close their shops. You know what it is to make a person close his shop? How can you get a guy to give up a dollar? A Kanani should give up a dollar. Look how Ephraim, his business mind. We get to see what the business, what the tremendous businessman Ephraim was. The negotiations for a dollar, for an extra penny. And yet the entire city stops working. Bitlum and Malachtum. You know what it is to get people to close their shop? And this is all what? Ligmoil chesed! I thought they're not bali chesed. This is a question that bothered me many years. Here you have a whole city. Do you know what take for the b'nei ches? You see the bali chesed. What, they didn't do chesed with you by the Maras HaMachpeila? You have an entire city of people. Did chesed, choose from that. Choose from that. These are the two questions, Rabbeisai. One leads into the other, but these are the two questions that bothered me always on this parsha. One, how and why is it that the whole city comes and does chesed l'sar? Who said? Maybe it was chesed l'Avram. Maybe they were doing it as an honor and respect, as a courtesy to Avram. And even more stronger the question is it so that they did chesed? I thought they're not capable of doing chesed. I thought Canaan is order, that they're not Orem, Zdabek, and Baruch, and therefore they don't have any shaykhs to chesed. And here we find the whole town spent an entire day, closed their shops, all in the name and the sake of chesed. What's the pshat? I believe the teretz is as follows. Later on, Takeh, when Eliezer comes, Lavan runs towards him. Lavan runs towards him. Chazal tell us that he's running towards him, you know, to see, to get money out of him. It was all about how to kiss him, to see, to get money, there was jewelry, he wanted to pickpocket him. Yet when we read the psukim, we don't get such a bad impression about Lavan. First of all, Vanechi Panisi Abayis. Right away, he speaks to him I cleaned out my Avodah Zarah. Why would he clean out his Avodah Zarah? Why would he clean out his Avodah Zarah? Pasuk says, Baruch Hashem. That moment he became a mamish afrumiid. Baruch Hashem. I cleaned out my avodah zarah. Doesn't sound like such a bad guy, love, and all of a sudden, eh? Even as we hear further, we see he talks to Eibishter, the Eibishter. Every third word is the Rebbeinu Shleilam. He answers, "Vayam lovim, vayoyimim Hashem yotza davar." And then later on, they give a bracha. Yeah, what was the bracha? Kach v'leich usi ishu lemen al kashadibar Hashem. Yeah, tamay kashadibar Hashem. And then he continues, he gives her a bracha. Achiseinu atil alf revava. And we use this bracha by a chasana. Lavan's bracha is being used by a chasana. Wait a second. Are we getting the right impression who Lavan is? On one hand, we're learning that Lavan is a gangster and a liar and a cheater and all that. And all of a sudden, the Pyra gives us a whole different picture of Lavan. The Eibishter, by Baruch Hashem. So there's a very famous var from the Kutzke. It's not the Kutzke. You see what the Avodah Zarah is worth already. Those days. The whole house full of Avodah Zarah. In case he thought he could get a few dollars out of Eliezer, he's ready to trade it all in for Abislav Avodah Zarah, for a little money. Yeah? with all the Avodah Zarah and all the worship and the respect that he has for his Avodah Zarah, he has a little bit in the back of his mind, a little idea that maybe Eliezer will come and give it. He trades it all in. Panisi Abayis, he trades it all in for the money. Zezak the Kutzke. Abayisai, Mirdak Tzach the Pashib Shad is as follows. If you notice, Eliezer speaks about Emes. Speaks about Emes. He says like this. Ata im yeshchem oisim chesed ve'emes madoni agiduli v'im lai, and if not, what is the chesed ve'emes? And also, what does he get? He tells Rebbein, he gives Rebbein Shem a haidah shehinchani b'derech emes ve'ekei v'shtach v'avarech es Hashem l'ki adoni avram ashehinchani. You see, the emphasis Eliezer sees here is about emes, truth, truth. So I always said of Vart, why is he so impressed with the derech emes? Now, when it comes to shidduch, they say people lie their heads off to get the shidduch, right? This, the chasen, the kallah, that blah 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 blah. Eliezer is saying, look how gevaldik the Rebbeinu Shleilam the shidduch, ah. That even though I said the truth, this should have happened. Normally, when it comes to Ashidach, you know, you have to cut off half the information because half of it is all Guzman. It's all Guzman. You know, they say over a story. There was once a Shatchan. Yeah. That he used to exaggerate. And everything he said, you knew you had to cut off half the information. Half. Because everything he said was with extreme exaggeration. So the Shatchan, before he went to Rebbe Shidduch, his wife tells him, listen to me, you know, people don't trust you. Because you never tell the truth. This time, go into to the people and tell them the truth. Kitzer, he comes to the people and he starts telling the people, yeah, that the Shidduch is gewaldig. Yeah. The father, he sits and learns all day long. The wife gives him a kick under the table. Come on, you said you're not going to do this, right? Yeah. Okay. So, he starts saying, well, when I say all day long, I don't mean all day long. I mean all day long when he doesn't when he doesn't work. That's what I meant by all day long. She gives him another kick under the table. It's also not true. What I meant all day long, whenever he has time to learn, he learns. So she gives him another kick under the table. Yeah. See, he's thinking to himself, but what does she want me to say? What am I supposed to say? So the real answer he was supposed to say is that he's kaveya itim latayra, that he takes time and he learns, right? Without the exaggeration. So the moron didn't catch because his wife kept on kicking him. So she turns around to his wife and says, one more kick you give me under the table, I'm going to tell them that the guy doesn't learn a word, he doesn't know how to learn at all. And that's what's going to be the end of the story. One more kick under the table. The point is, when it comes to a shidduch, we exaggerate and exaggerate. Sometimes the best thing is just to tell the truth. And when do we see that the shidduch is bashert? When do we see that the shidduch is the right shidduch? The shidduch is right when I told the emes and the parties are happy with it. Then you know it's Hashem yotza davar. And Chani b'derech emes, Eliezer saying, look, I told you the truth. I told you, Eliezer, Eben Avram, Noichi, I gave you the whole rundown of what the shidduch is about, and I didn't exaggerate. I didn't have to make up stories that he's a geschmacka guy. You know, sometimes you have a shidduch, you got to build it up. Is he a good, a Lebedika guy? Yeah, he's a geschmacka guy, and the guy doesn't say two words. I can imagine that Yitzchak wasn't this big schmoozer. We're going to learn this later. The Rishonim say that they almost didn't talk. Yitzchak and Rivka Kamat didn't talk. So could you imagine you come to a shidduch and you tell him, you know, my son, my shidduch, the boy I'm trying to read the shidduch for, he doesn't talk at all. He's an extremely serious, quiet. Who would go near a thing like that? So what do you have to do? Yeah, he's betzim, he's a pretty geschmacka guy, he talks, you know. Eliezer came and told the truth. That Yitzchak was a kaidish, and he needs a shidduch that's going to be this. Are you still masking? That's Pshat Hinchani B'derech Emes. Eliezer is saying, look, I went with Emes, and look what came out. And I wanted to say a little bit deeper, Rabbi Yisai. I think the lesson that's to be taken from this, to when it's Emes, it's Mashpia. It penetrates even people who are ganovim and liars and shakronim and koifrim. The truth surfaces to the top. You can't stifle the truth. Lavan, the gangster, the liar. Besul, the kaifer. They listen to Eliezer and they see the Yad Hashem in the Shidduch. All of a sudden they talk, Boy Baruch Hashem. All of a sudden they say, Me'ashem Yatza Adavar. Because Emes is Emes. When you come with the meat of Emes, you can't cover it, you can't hide it. You can't bury it. You know, there's an interesting lashon. Emes, it's a pasuk, Emes mi eretz titzmach. The lashon Emes, from the eretz, titzmach will grow. Why is Emes mi eretz? It's coming from the land, from the ground. So the Kutzker Rebbe Zecherei Levracha used to say, Zer Pashat. Chazal tell us that when the Eibush wanted to create the world, the Midas HaEmes said, don't do it. Because the world is all sheker, it's all lies. The Midas Sheker said, yeah, go, it's great, it's gewaldig, because Kulei Shekarim. So the Emes didn't want the world to be created. The Sheker said, create. So what did the Eibishter do? The Eibishter took the Emes, Hishlich Emes mi Eretz. The Eibishter threw the Emes to the ground and pushed it away on a side, and he created the world. Says the Kotzka, you know, everybody, when you talk to them, they always say they're looking for the truth. They're searching the truth. What do you have to search for? Chazal, tell us where the truth is. The truth is on the ground. It says clearly, the Eibishter took the truth and he threw it to the ground. So you know where it is. What are you searching for it? Says the Kotzka, you know what the problem is? The Emes is on the ground and you know where it is. But you gotta bend to get it. People don't like to bend. We all know where the Emes is, says the Kotzka. Why don't you go and get it? You're searching for it. And the answer is because you got to bend down to get it. People don't like to bend. That's what the Kotzka used to say, a sharp vertel. I would like to say the pshat in the posik, Eretz, Emes may Eretz. Why may Eretz? Because people bury it. But titzmach, it's going to sprout out because you can't bury the Emes. Emes may Eretz. Because you bury the Emes. People cover it over. People hide it. People don't want to bring it out. But as much as you try to hide it, the Emes surfaces. Emes, may Eretz, Titzmach. This, I believe, is a lesson to be learnt in the story of Eliezer. Eliezer is talking to the thieves of the world. Besuel. Lavan. Yeah. And they have no shaykhs to Emes. They have nothing. They're kaifrim. Besuel, his lack of Emes led him to Avodah Zarah. Lavan's lack of Emes led him to be a thief, a ganif. I've told you many times that even the name Lavan, where did he get his name Lavan? Lavan means white. He was actually dark. He was almost like a black person. But because he was such a liar, he was known as Lavan. He walked around saying, I'm a Lavan. A person who's black walk around telling everyone, I'm Lavan. Why? Because he was inherently a liar. He was a complete checker. And yet, Eliezer is bringing a whole new thing called Emes. Emes. And that's what the Pasuk says. He says clearly that, and Eliezer notices this. This is a chesed where you're going to have to deal with it with emes. And that's what it says in the Pasuk of Aruch Hashem Elikiyahu. The emphasis is on the emes. And when there's emes, it's mashpia. It's mashpia. Even on people who are far, far, far from the Emes. Who have nothing to do with the Emes. Yeah. And that's how Lavan, and that's how Besuel are able to talk things which we use today. Bracha, because it came from the Emes. It came from the Emes. With this, Rabbi Isai, I think we can go back to explain Ligmail Chesed. How do you do Chesed? I thought they're Knanim. I thought Knan has nothing to do with Chesed. And the Teretz is, you know, Avram Avinu, according to many Rishonim, this was a new chapter in Avram Avinu's Nisyonos. It's Machlokes Rishonim. According to many Rishonim, that the end of the Asara Nisyonos was the Akedah. According to many Rishonim, it was over here. That this was part, the fact that he had to come to bury Sarah, and by the Marasa Machpelah was a chelik, was a part of that Sarah Nisyonos. What was the Nisyon in it? So the Rishonim say, Shalahir, right? He wasn't Maharer, the Rabbi Yishim says, I'm going to give you Canaan, so he should have gotten Canaan. Why does he have to come now and buy Canaan? Why does he have to come and get a piece of the land by buying it? And the teretz is the Eibishter wants. So the fact that he was a maharer was a nisayin. It was one of his nisayinus. I wanted to say maybe the taich is Avraham Avinu with every one of his nisayinus, he instilled in Klal Yisrael tremendous kaiches, like Reb Chaim Volozhin explains that every nisayin wasn't just for that time. Every nisayin was for the generations later. Here, he was instilling the inyan of chesed, kfura, chesed shalemus. Kfura is called chesed shalemus. Why is it called chesed shalemus? Chazal say, she'enem etzapel l'shun tagmel. He's not looking to receive anything because of his chesed. Put the air down a little bit hot. Let me put some here. A little bit here. So open the window.
Open the window. It's freezing. Open the door. Yeah, it's good.
He's not looking for anything. And because he's not looking for anything, it's called a chesed. Okay, good, this is good. Okay, this is good. He's not looking for anything, right? So what's the pshat? Chesed shel emes means that he's doing chesed. A whole new type of chesed. It's a chesed shel emes. It's a chesed to the last chesed that you do with a person, that you do chesed like the Eibishter. The Eibishter's kaiver mason. It's mamish the darkei shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're following in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Avram is instilling, and if you learn the parsha, you see how Avram Avinu gives the last kovid to Sarah. You notice he does it himself. Why does Avram have to go himself to negotiate the Amakim Kaver? Let him send his people. You know, in English there's an expression, my peoples and your peoples will get together. Does Avram send anybody to negotiate? No, he takes care of it himself. Avram takes care of it himself. It says in the Pasuk, Vayovi Avram, Lispoi Lusara Vilivkaisa. Notice that it says first Lispoi Lusara and then Livkaisa. Nachrenim ask Akasha. It's supposed to be the first 3 days Lubchi and the rest is Lehespit. So first comes Bechi and then comes Hespit. There's also a question, why is it a little chaf? Vilivkaisa, a small chaf. So the Mefarshim say, because he didn't cry so much for her, she was older. I would like to say a pshat like this. Bechi, you cry for yourself. Hespit is for the other person. The ikur by him was Sarah. It wasn't about him. V'lifkaisa, the crying for him was little, like the Rishayim said. But the Vayavay Avram Lispite. The Hespit was for who? Lissara. It was covered a mace. This is to be Goimel Chesed. Which Chesed? Chesed shall Emes. And just like at the end of the parsha, Eliezer is doing Chesed, which was Emes, was Mashpia. I love on the Suel. Here too, I believe that the chesed that Avram showed to bury Sarah was mashpia. You see, it left an influence on all of the Bnei Ches. And they also closed their stores, ligmoil chesed in Sarah. Avram Avinu's actions impacted everyone around him because it was about emes. Avram Avinu was about emes. And when there's emes, it's able to penetrate the greatest and deepest and thickest ra to bring forth truth and light, enlightenment. Eliezer at the end of the parasha is among snakes. Besul, you know that they wanted to kill him. Chapela. First, Besul wanted to kill him. Chazal say clearly, he poisoned the soup. And yet, in the Torah, we look and we read a beautiful story, Hashidach and the Eibishter. What happened? And the Torah says, it took a murderer, Besul. It took an Oyver Avaydusara, Besul. And he recognizes the MS. He recognizes Avraham Avinu's stamp of Chesed V'Emes in Eliezer. And it influenced them that now they talk Mamish, Baruch Hashem, and Chasdei Hashem, and Hashem Yotzah Davar. Influence. You see? Eliezer with his truth, Eliezer with the Chesed that he comes from the house of Avram. I once saw a very nice pshat. If you notice, there was Kvitzas HaDerech. V'abasi hayoyim. He tells them, I came today, Rashi, Chazal say that there was Kvitzas HaDerech. Why did he need Kvitzas HaDerech? So the Chassidish Svarim, it's very gebracht, it's brought, that he didn't want that he should have too much time away from the house of Avram. If it would take a few more, who knows how he would get influence from Canaan. It had to be directly from Avram's house, right to the Shidduch and right back. Like, see them, if you're away from the Rebbe, if you're away from the Mekayir HaBracha, you're right away, you're looking for trouble to be influenced. It needed to be right out of the house of Avram, with Kvitzas HaDerech, quickly and heading right back. Because the outside influence was very strong. And what did Eliezer come with? Eved Avram Anoichi. I'm speaking like Eved Avram, the influence from Avram's house. That influence was able to penetrate into Lavan. As long as there was Chesed. As long as there was Chesed. The Knanim, you're right, they didn't have Chesed. Avram says, I can't do a Shidduch with you. But it was enough that when they saw the Chesed, they saw the Kfura, they saw the Levaya, they were moved by that Chesed. They were moved by that Chesed. And because they were moved by that Chesed, Bo Ligmal Chesed, they themselves came to do Chesed with Sarah. When you do Chesed, understand that it influences all the people around you. You do Chesed, it influences all the people around you. Shidduchim, yes, you can't do a Shidduch with a person who's not a Be'etzim Abal Chesed. But even someone who's like the B'nai Ches was able to be Goyimul Chesed when they saw it. When they saw the Chesed, they were also able to give up the store, so to speak, and the money for that hour or two to be Goyimul Chesed. Does that mean it's Aram? Yes, it's still Aram Mizdavik. Eliezer is still Eliezer. One has nothing to do with the other. But to be influenced, the influence is there. That's what you see. Will it change the person? Probably not. But it carries with it that people follow. People will follow the truth. People will follow. You're right. When you leave, it's going. They're going to go back right to who they were. I'm not. That's obviously what's bothering you. Yeah, they're going to go back to being B'nai Ches and Ganavim and Ephraim. But at that moment, when you see it, when you see the truth, it's so strong. The influence is so powerful that even an entire city like B'nai Ches closed the store, Ligmal Chesed and Sarah, and that's what Eliezer was able to accomplish with his Chesed V'Emes and Chani B'derech Emes. That at that moment, Lavan drops all his Avodah Zarah, and he drops all his Shkarim, and he drops all his thievery and knivery. Emes, Baruch Hashem, I see the Yad Hashem. What is this? This is Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu influences. Avraham Avinu influences through Chesed. You know, even the way Avraham Avinu dealt with the Levaya, it wasn't just Chesed for Sarah. The respect that he gave the people around him, the B'nai Ches, the Mefarshim talk about it. The sensitivity to respect the people. Why? Because by Avram, it came from the mid of Chesed. The Levaya was Chesed, and Chesed means Chesed to everyone around the Levaya. Chesed around the Levaya. I always give two examples to this. I remember Rav Nissen Alpert, Zecherinu Levracha. It was Ramesh's Talmud, the great Rav Nissen Alpert. He was a tremendous Gadol B'Torah. And Rav Nissen, his son Rav Shaya was Nifter. Young boy, he was 21, 22, a youngster. And it was a tremendous tragedy. We all went to the Levaya because of that. I was a bacher at the time. I couldn't swallow the tragedy. You know, a 21, 22-year-old bacher just suddenly passed away. So I went to this Levaya, and I stood behind Reb Nissen Alpert as he walks behind the Hertz, the Oren. And I was looking to see and to study, you know, how a father reacts by the Levaya of a child. It was something. I was a bacher at the time. It was something that touched my interest. And I remember seeing clearly. I saw with my own eyes. It's not a secondhand story or a story I read somewhere. I saw with my own eyes. The Reb Nissen Alpert took out an envelope out of his pocket. He was walking behind the Aron of his son. He gives it to the person standing next to him and he says, I knew I would see you by the Levaya. This is money that I put away for tzedakah. And I wanted to take care of it for quite a while. I just never met you. And I knew I would see you by the Levaya. So I took it with me. And here's the money for the tzedakah. So in my own eyes. This echoes the beginning of the parasha, Rabbi Yisai, that Avraham Avinu could come to bury Sarah, and yet the people around him are treated with the utmost derech eretz. Why? Because even the burial of Sarah wasn't a personal, it wasn't the lifkaisa. It wasn't about him crying what he lost, but lispoy l'sara, it was about Sarah, it was about chesed shalemes. The second episode and story I'd like to share with you is, my brother always reminds me of this, that by my Zaydi's Levaya, a lot of people, it was a big Levaya, it was a Rav, he had many people. There was a person in Borough Park, he was known, he never suffered an accident when he was a little boy, he was hit by a bat. And because of that, throughout the years, he wasn't well. But he would go to Brisson, and he would go to Bar Mitzvahs and Levayas, and he would, you know, push himself into the to the forefront of the event. By a bris, he would stand over the mail and tape it. That like he was a famous, I don't want to mention his name, I think he was rather nifter recently, so he should be Melutz Yosha, Ayid. But unfortunately, he wasn't well. At the Zayda's Levaya, he pushed himself into the Hertz to sit next to my father. My father sat in the front. Right? The Hertz goes, and there's room for one person to sit in the front and a driver. So my father went. He pushed himself in between the driver and my father. And I remember they were like trying to push him out, go out of the car. And my father said, leave him. What's wrong? He wants to sit there. Let him go. Let him sit there. Yeah. And from Brooklyn to Queens, and from Queens to the airport, he sat in the car. And the Hertz in the front seat together with my father. This is Vayishtachu L'am Oretz L'Vneicheis. Even at a time where you have a kvura of a family member, it could have been a wife like by Avram or a father like by the case of my father was his father who he loved so much. When it's chesed, when it's not personal, so then it's chesed to the people around you. And that's what the B'nai Ches see. The B'nai Ches are exposed to pure chesed, toiridike chesed, chesed shalemes. Sfas Emes explains why is it called chesed shalemes. Emes means toira, toira is emes. Emes is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is a chesed which is not regular human chesed. It's chesed shel emes. It's chesed of toira. It's chesed of the Eibishter. It's a whole different type of chesed. And the B'nai Ches seeing this are exposed and moved that they themselves are coming to do Ligma El Chesed and Avram. And where does this come from? Because Avram lived his life that whatever he did had a hashpa. It influenced the people around him. And that was the Kayach of Avram, like we've spoken many times, that Avram Ahuvi, Lamana Shiitzav, is born of his base, Achrov, he was Mashpia. Avram, even by not talking, he didn't have to give speeches. Avram, by who he is, by who Avram was, it was Mashpia. It influenced everyone around him including Bnei Ches, including Canaan, including the people that he lived. And I think this is pshat in the pasuk in this week's parsha as well. It says in the pasuk that Avraham Avinu tells Eliezer, "Leisikach ish lebnim im nais Canaan asher anochi yoshev bekirbay." Yet Eliezer, when he repeats over this conversation to Lavan, what does he say? That Avram said, like Sikach Isha, Livnim and Nice Case, Asher Nechi Yoshev, Be'artzei. Why does he switch from Be'kirbay to Be'artzei? The Taz, Divrei David asks us for a question. And the Taz answers. And originally, Avram said, Asher Nechi Yoshev, Be'kirbay, even with the Canaan that I sit literally with them, Eliezer included. He was telling him, like Sikach Isha Livnim and Nice Kanan Asher Anochi Yoshev, even the one that's Bekir boy in my house. Eliezer, Eliezer. Eliezer doesn't want to hear this, right? Eli, Ulai, he has the Gias. He wanted Eli. So he makes it Asher Anochi Yoshev. That Avram actually didn't say Bekir, but what did he say? Hatzai. He lives, but not the ones that were close to him. He didn't exclude me. Right? How many times that we give Musser, and the guy thinks, oh, how does he know my friend so well, right? He didn't mean me, I must have meant my friend, right? Negius means you never hear that it's about you, and that you're the issue, and you're the address that the Musser or the Teichach is supposed to go here to. Avram is telling him, don't take an Isha Livni. Kirba, you included, and he doesn't hear Bekirba. What does he hear? He has an Echiyoshe. He didn't mean me. He didn't mean me. Chassidus Shesvarim write, they say from the Sar Shalom, from Belzareb, the Sar Shalom, a beautiful Teher. Avram is saying, I don't want to take Isha Libni, Bibnais Knaan, Asher Echiyoshe Bekirba. I see what's inside them. I'm sitting in them. See, the Sherebis have a koyach. Tzadikim have a koyach to see in you. I've told this to you many times, that the first time I met Bava Sali, I was terrified. I was thinking, he could see in you. He could see in you. Who knows what he sees? Baruch Hashem, I came out b'shalom. I guess he didn't see such terrible things in me. But I'll go upon him. Why does Eliezer change it? Says the Sar Shalom. Could you imagine he tells Lavan that the future Shver is a mind reader and he's a Rebbe and he's able to see right through you? I get scared. I remember there was once a Yid who told me, I'm not going to mention his name, he's not alive anymore. I used to learn with him in Chavrusa, Elter Yid. And he told me, that, I'll tell you the truth. I don't want to learn in your Zaidi's house, the shul. I don't want to learn. Maybe we can learn a different shul. I said, what's the problem? He says, every time I come in, I have this feeling that your Zaidi reads right through me. I'm scared. I don't feel comfortable. He said, I think, now I don't know if my meant by Zaidi had this Ruach HaKodesh, like Baba Sali. I think he just meant that my Zaidi was smart enough that he read right through the person. He spoke in three words and he already knew who he's talking to. Asher anoichi yoshev b'kirbay. Eliezer's thinking, I'm going to go tell this to Lavan. I want you to read what's going on inside me. I'd rather be able to smile at you and make believe everything's fine, and you shouldn't have to know what's inside me. I don't want to deal with people that know, that able to read what's deep inside me. So what does he do, Eliezer? He switches it to what? Asher Nechi Yoshev, not Bekirbay, but Be Artzai. Rabbi Yankel Pshavoske, he was the Rebbe in Belgium, the famous Rabbi Yankel, the Tzaddik, he says, you know what I learned from this Vart from the Sar Shalom? That Chassidus, you shouldn't talk to everybody about Chassidus. Not everybody gets it. The whole Chassidus, the hair, the Rebbe, Avraham Avinu is able to see inside the person. Eliezer says, you know what, let's leave that when we're in Avram's house. Such chassidish irayin is such thoughts of these are already not for the simple, okay. Nisht mit alamin zomered no chassidus. Good. I would say Rabbi said third pshat. Why does Avram say, asher nechi yoyshe bekirbay? And Eliezer switches it, Asher Neichi Yeshei Beh Artzai. And the pshat is as follows. Avram is saying, when I live among people, it's Bekirbay. I live with the people. You think I don't pay attention to my neighbors? I care. I'm a shpi. I try. I try to influence the community. Isaiah told me that the one thing, that the culture difference between Europe and America that he had to get used to when he moved to America after the war, he says, the expression of mind your own business. He says, I just couldn't. You go with Tawid, yeah? Here in America, you don't see him from Shabbos to Shabbos, right? Everybody's who knows where during the week. Shabbos, you meet the guy in shul. You can tell him, you know, I see you up there, something's bothering. Mind your own business. Today they even have an expression for it. MYOB. They told you MYOB. It became such a part of the language that it's so MYOB. MYOB, mind your own business. It is my business. I mean, I care about you. My brother, you're my fellow Yid. He says, he just in Europe, there wasn't such an idea. What I mean, if another Yid is in trouble or bothering him something and not feeling well, it was my business. He had a problem with a child. It was his business. It was my business. Here, stay away. Mind your business. Yeah. They say over that the Radbaz lived in Egypt. And they asked him, Hayitachi, you can live in Egypt? You're not allowed to live in Egypt. To which he replied, I don't live in Egypt. I live in my house. My house happens to be in Egypt. You see, this is what Avram is saying. Ashanechi Yosef Bekirbay. Lavan, he's thinking, well, I'm going to send my daughter to a guy who runs around helping everybody and he's busy. No, I want a residential area for my daughter. I want she should live in an upscale neighborhood where everybody lives in his own house and everybody has their own life and nobody's it's not your business, mind your own business, yeah? So Eliezer says to him, what? Asher neichi yoshev be'artzai. You have to be a citizen of the town, but a citizen of the town doesn't mean I care about my neighbors. What I would say to Pshat Rabbi, say, yeah. There's one thing, a person comes and he cares, and it bothers him, and he influences the neighbors and the people. And Avraham Avinu is that. Asher Neichi Yosef Bekirbay. Eliezer says, Asher Neichi Yosef Bartzai. Distance. There's no Bekirbay. It's not, we don't live mamish attached one to the other. The point that I'm trying to bring out is that when it comes to midas, when it comes to chesed, chesed is venereal. It's contagious. When you do things, it's mashpia. And a person is supposed to be kind and caring and loving and giving, that he's mashpia on the sfida. You know, every day we daven. He asked the Eibishter, same b'libenu lahavin lahaska lishmaya lilma lame lilma lame to teach. Frechter Shiva Rameisha Zatzal. Shiva Zatzal asks lame to teach. What happens if I'm not a rebbe? What do you mean? Everybody's a lame. How could a person who's not a rebbe say lilmaid or lilamaid? Answers the Shiva. That's not true. Every person can teach. Some people teach in the classroom, yeah. Others are not rabbeim, but they could teach with actions. Torah, the way you behave, is mashpia on the people around you. Lilmaid, I asked Eibishter that the Torah should be something that's part of me, that I learn it, and I'm lamid it, which means that when you look at it, when you look at the person, lilamid, you learn from him. It's positive. It's something that turns the person and says, you know, I want to be like that. I want to do that also. Will it change the person forever? Maybe not. Will it have an everlasting? No, but at the moment, the person's desire, you know, look at this, look at this. You know what? I'd like to do the same thing. That was the kayach of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was able to be mashpi on a whole world through his actions, through his actions, through his actions of chesed, through his actions of emes. And this is the shidduch. The fundamentals of the shidduch that Eliezer is bringing to Lava. Chesed v'emes. Chesed v'emes. And it has its effect. And it has its effect. This is chesed. Chesed is contagious, as they say. Chesed, but when? When it's chesed of emes, of truth. Chesed of emes, of truth. And where do you see the chesed shel emes? It's not only I do chesed with one person. There's a very famous chazal, he spoke about it, that the chasida is called a chasida. Why? She'oyser chesed m'chavriseha. It does chesed with its friends. Mefarshim asked, why is she oif tmeya? It's a good thing. I thought all the animals that are tummies, because they have inherently bad meters. The Rambam says like this. So why is this bird, who's a chasida, considered a bad animal, or oif tame? She's oisa chesem chavri seha. And the pshat rabbis, I believe, is that her chesed is selfish. And therefore it's oisa chesed im chavri seha only. And therefore what? So for everyone else it becomes tame. Because the chesed, it's not mashpia.
Pure.
It's not pure, and because it's not pure, it doesn't influence chesed. It doesn't influence the higher. It's actually tummy. You see, when the chesed is a selfish, self-centered, people do a lot of chesed. You know, I'll tell you a nice maaser. Shalom Shadron brings in this week's parasha a very nice thing. He says, "Roide stock of a chesed, stock of a chesed." Zavram. This is Avram that he went to bury his wife. Frekrib, Shalom, Shadron, Zechon, Tzadik, Levracha. But who doesn't bury his wife? Well, he deserves a special shout me out, as they say. Shout out. Yashakuyach Avram, you did. It's his wife. What do you want him to do? Emphatheb, Shalom, Shadron, a lot of what we spoke over here. That the chesed wasn't about him, that he had to bury his wife, but it was all about his wife. And he brings a very nice story. Rabbi Isaac Sheff, that he said that Rabbi Shalom said that I was once walking to the doctor with my child, and Rabbi Isaac Sheff, the Chevener Rosh Yeshiva, the Slabatka Rosh Yeshiva, came over to me and asked me, "Tell me, where are you going, Rabbi Shalom?" He said, "I'm going to the doctor with my son." He says, "I want to tell you something. You think you care about your son? The whole world cares about their children. Even animals care about their children. So what makes the human being you over the animal?" And the difference is, the animal is because it's his child. The leopard, or the lion, or whatever it is, cares about his cub, his child. A yid, when he does chesed with his son, besides that it's his son, he also has that he's doing chesed for the son, for the child, for the person. It's not focused strictly on the me, but on the other person. So Meir Dikavart, he says it's a lesson in chesed. Reb Shalom brought this story out, and I think it fits very much what we're speaking. Oisa chesed im chavroi seha. What's wrong? And the answer is im chav my the my. Once you stick the my in there, then it's already a whole different structure of chesed. You hear? Chesed v'emes. That's Kvura. That's Avraham Avinu in the beginning of this parish, and that's why it's one of the Asar Nisyonis, because he instilled in Klal Yisrael the Koyach, the Midah of Chesed Shel Emes. Later on, this Chesed Emes Eliezer takes with him. The message and the lessons and the Musar and the Milo of Chesed V'Emes, and he introduces this to a Lavan and a Besuel, a gangsters of gangsters. Yet it's Mashpia. Yet it's able to penetrate. And that, to the point that Lavan admits the emes. And that Lavan says, Baruch Hashem, it's Mashem Yatzah Davar, because you can't deny emes. You can't bury the emes, because emes me'eretz titzmach. midas emes amashpia on the sphere around you.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.